I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. We have now on the live line Elizabeth Carmel. And Elizabeth is a very famous chef, barbecue girl, barbecue chick. She's the babe of barbecue for North America. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. It's so great to be talking to you about grilling while there's snow on the ground.
Well, we're just so happy that you bothered to get up on a Saturday morning just to talk to a couple of knuckleheads in Grand Rapids.
Oh, gosh. I get up every Saturday morning, whether I have to talk to knuckleheads or not.
Well, now you'll know who to tune into when you do get up if you're a little bored and you just want to get some good grilling tips. I'm sure you could probably give us more than we...
I love it. The Grilling Guys. That's perfect.
Yeah. We're just a couple of guys that like throwing flesh on the grill. Kill it and grill it.
Kill it and grill it. How about veggies? You like veggies, too?
We do. Actually, we're trying to explore vegetables more because we want to get those svelte body lines. My name is Barbecue Bob, and we also have here Randy Joppy. You can say hello to Elizabeth this morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm well. Hey, it's a pleasure to be able to have you on our show. We're in awe of all the things that you do. We're really interested in getting your perspective on how to get more women involved with the grilling game. Our audience is not only the guys that are grilling on the deck, but we also have a lot of women listeners, and sometimes they're a little intimidated to look at the grill and could use some tips from you on how to step out and get involved.
Well, you know what? That's fabulous. That's actually what I've been trying to do for, you know, almost the last 10 years. I have a website called Girls at the Grill.
We've been yucking over that one.
Grilling, so come on. So all you ladies, go to Girls at the Grill. It's really easy. It's, you know, the secret is that it's not really very difficult. It's a great way to make food. It's intrinsically healthy, so it does help that svelte figure that you all are looking for, even if you're cooking meat. Because you're not adding a lot of sauces and, you know, extra oils and butters like you do when you sauté. But the great thing about grilling and the real reason that I fell in love with it is because, to me, it's an alternate heat source. It's not just about hamburgers and hot dogs. It's really about cooking all of the foods that you love. And, you know, I don't make soup on the grill. I make soup on the stove. But 9 times out of 10, I think every single thing you make on the grill just tastes better.
Yeah, we agree with
that. There's no cleanup.
Yes. Well, now, we ran into you because of our affiliation with the Great Lakes Grilling Boards.
Right. And I love, okay, so I was going to say to you, I not only have the same connection to grilling that the two of you have, but I have a big connection to Great Lakes Grilling and Grand Rapids, where you are. I have partnered with John Rich and Randy Barnard to do a line of organic and sustainable planks. That's wood planks that you cook on, and wood wraps. And they are absolutely fabulous. I had always used cedar wood to cook salmon because that's a pretty traditional thing. And when I met John and Randy, they said to me, "This is the best steak you'll ever make." And I said, "That's impossible. I can't believe that the best steak I'm going to make is on a piece of wood." But lo and behold, they were absolutely right, because the great thing about plank cooking is that the food, you know, sort of is scented very delicately with the flavor of the wood.
So isn't that weird?
Change the wood up and pair it just like you do food and wine.
Doesn't that kill you, though, that cedar could actually make food taste better? I ran into John years ago, and we became friends, and he started getting me into the cedar planks, and I really didn't want to believe him when he was telling me the first time, and I tried it, and I mean, I think I still have the very first set of boards he ever gave me because they just work so well. But what they do for fish is off the hook, especially if you have a little bit of a stronger fish like salmon. I mean, that's something about it's almost like what lemon does to it. It just neutralizes the funk that can come from some foods.
Well, have you done it? Has he gotten you to do a steak yet?
He keeps talking about it, but then he makes me, you know, he just said you got to talk to Elizabeth.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you about the steak. All right, so I took a steak, a beautiful steak, and I put it on the plank. And, you know, when I closed my eyes and I ate it, it really was juicy and, you know, just slightly smoky and really, really delicious. I really tasted the meat. I really tasted the wood flavor, but I missed my grill marks.
Right.
And so what I did in pairing with them is I created this sear and plank method, and so basically you get to have your grill marks and eat it too. So you get beautiful grill marks, and then you also get the great, you know, the great moisture and the great flavor from cooking it on the wood. So you sear it first, and then after it's seared on both sides, you put it on the plank to finish cooking.
Wow, that sounds fantastic, Elizabeth. What are the wraps? I'm unfamiliar with that. You said there were planks and wraps. What is that?
Well, the wraps are something that I first saw in Japan. And I brought to this market. They're literally pieces of wood that are the size of a piece of paper.
Wow!
Right? So they're the width of a piece of paper. So it's like taking a piece of wood paper, soaking it, and these you don't have to soak for very long at all, just about 5 minutes, and then rolling your food up in it, and then cooking it on the grill. And this is my entertaining ace in the hole. In fact, you know, this fall I did a luncheon for 500 women, and this is what I used, my cedar wraps. I put a couple of slices of lemon down in the middle of them, a little piece of salmon, little olive oil, salt, and pepper, rolled it up, and then just tied it with twine, you know, wet kitchen twine. And then the great thing is I cooked them all. Everybody had a present on the plate, and I served it with a little basil oil so that they could open their present and pour a little bit of basil oil on the top.
I saw that on Great Lakes website, and they had some pictures actually of some shrimp in those wraps. I have some wraps, but I haven't experimented with them yet. They were given to me by somebody at Christmas, and which was kind of funny because I'm supposed to be giving out all the grilling gifts, right?
Right.
And they're intriguing.
That
I'm
means
just
they were looking to give you something that you were interested in, right?
Exactly. It's just a friend of mine. He actually sells a bunch of spices and rubs on the internet, and he ran across these, and they weren't made by Great Lakes. They were from some bootlegger, so I'm afraid to try them. They could have, like, you know, Chinese oil in them or something like that.
Elizabeth,
I bet John will give you some. And one of the things that we've done together is we've actually included woods that nobody else is using, like cherry, which is really lovely, and pecan, maple, and hickory are more common, but they're all really great. I do all kinds of things in them. In fact, I created a recipe for, you know, moms to use, because it's hard to get a nutritious meal on during the week, right? You know, you've got a very, very short window to do it, and so I created a nice broccoli and chicken finger one with a honey mustard, and it was, I thought, okay, well, this will be great for kids, and it was so good that I couldn't stop eating it.
Awesome. That's
you
great.
You can really do almost anything.
And Elizabeth,
it's very healthy, very simple. You can prepare it in advance.
Awesome. Elizabeth, where can we find these recipes? You got a website we can direct the listeners to?
Yes, they can go to girlsatthegrill.com, and all of these plank and wrap recipes are there, and that's girls, and then you have to spell out at, A-T-T-H-E. And if you just use the search bar and put in, you know, either the type of food that you're looking for or planks or wraps, you know, it'll take you to the recipe.
And I don't know if those...
And also, on my site, I connect to a store, and you can buy all of the planks and wraps as well.
Hey, that's great. Now, how often do you get to Grand Rapids?
About once a year.
Oh, well,
the last time I was there, there was a huge snowstorm. I had to leave in the middle of the night to get to the airport.
You live in Chicago?
I do. I live in Chicago.
And you have a restaurant in New York, Hill Country Barbecue?
I do. So I actually live in both New York and Chicago.
And you're from North Carolina?
And I'm from North Carolina. How complicated is that?
Well, that's why you have, like, this neutral accent. It's pretty hard to tell where you'd be from. I don't hear any of that North Carolina drawl.
Not everybody says that, but but yeah, I think I talk the same way I've talked my whole life. You know, it just hits people differently.
Well, so if we want to check you out, we can go to Girls at the Grill. We can go to North Hill Country Barbecue Market. Now, the Hill Country, tell us about that briefly. We're running out of time here, but I think you've got a Texas connection with that, don't you?
I do. I fell in love with all kinds of barbecue. It started with North Carolina because that's where I grew up. And I opened 4 years ago a Texas-style barbecue restaurant in New York City. And for me, you know, I can do Texas, I can do North Carolina. I just want to be authentic to the style of barbecue that it is. And we celebrate the style of Texas barbecue. So that means even though I love North Carolina-style pulled pork, we don't do it in the restaurant. And we are, just a really great place for any expat Southerners or anyone who loves barbecue in New York City. We have tons of homemade sides and homemade desserts, which they don't do in Texas. So that's sort of our Southern spin on it, or my Southern spin on it. But we focus mostly on the way that they cook barbecue in Texas, which is using post oak wood, which we truck in from Texas. Their rub is very, very simple in Texas. It is salt, kosher salt, a coarse ground butcher grind black pepper, and just enough cayenne to turn the rub pink, and that's all we put on the meat. We do have a sauce on the table for people who want a sauce, but in Texas it's a no-sauce zone. They don't use sauce at all, so we call the sauce if you got to have it. And that's sort of our nod to Texans who would come into the restaurant and say, what are you doing? We don't use sauce in
exactly.
Texas.
Exactly. I think that was a stroke of genius because everybody wants to copy or try and emulate in their barbecue Kansas City, which is a great style. But Texas is very often overlooked, and they're a very traditional barbecue region of the country. And you're absolutely right. They're big on the rubs. They're not so big on the sauce.
No, they're not. And, you know, being a North Carolinian, I'm very sensitive to that because, you know, I'll go into a restaurant outside of North Carolina and get a North Carolina-style pulled pork sandwich, and it's mixed with a red sauce, not a vinegar sauce.
Well, they also like their pinto beans with their barbecue out there.
Yes, and you know what? That's one of my I do two kinds of beans at the restaurant. One is a beer-braised cowboy bean, which is the pinto bean, and the other one is a sweeter, more traditional, you know, five different kinds of beans, very sweet, and those are called campfire beans. But it's basically pinto beans and bacon and poblano peppers, and it's kind of a nod to the Mexican heritage.
So tell us real quickly how to make those cowboy beans, because those sound great.
Oh, they're so fabulous. Well, you can use either dried or canned pinto beans, whatever you want. If you're going to use dried, soak them overnight, if you use dried beans, you already know that.
Yep.
And then you just start in the morning. You chop up bacon, a nice smoky bacon, and you saute onions in that bacon. And then you get it until it's kind of crisp, and then you pour water in there and pour the beans in there. But don't pour all the water you need because you want to wait and put a couple of cans of beer or bottles of beer that you have. And then you let them steep for a while and then season them just very simply with salt and pepper, maybe a little pinch of cayenne. And then when you think that they're nice and soupy and they've thickened up and the water and the beer is sort of reduced and just become flavor instead of liquid, you want to chop up some green scallions and stir those in, and then they're ready to go.
Well, we have to head to a hard break, Elizabeth. This is Elizabeth Carmel. She is the official representative, and what a great face to put on Great Lakes Grilling Company's all-natural cedar planking. We really appreciate your time, and we look forward to talking to you again. Maybe if you get up in this area, you can come out to one of our gigs. We do a lot of grilling out in the summer, and we'd love to have you.
Oh, I would love that. And I urge everybody, particularly in the wintertime, to try the planking and the wraps because they're so simple, and they really deliver a lot of flavor.
And that's a Michigan product, so we like keeping it local here. That's Great Lakes Grilling Company. Elizabeth, thanks again.
Thank you.
This is the Grilling Guys 107.3. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.